program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KHVH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Good morning, everyone. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show, and it's sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We're going to be here for the next hour talking about glasses and bifocals, about laser beams and eye surgery. We can talk about your cataracts or your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, or whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join in today, give us a call. Our number here, 521-8383. We'd love to hear about your experiences and answer your questions. If you can't call in today, or maybe you're feeling a little shy, you can always email your questions to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com. You can remember that, right? We're talking about eyes, and it's the Hawaiian Eye Show. So eyes@hawaiianeye.com. And we can answer those questions over the air in coming weeks. Look us up on the web while you're online at www.hawaiianeye.com. You can download or listen to streaming casts of our past shows, or you can subscribe to a podcast on HawaiianEye.com. Click on the radio show button. There's also all kinds of other things going on online. You can find us at twitter.com/Dr. Tortora and facebook.com/Hawaiian Eye Center. During the next hour, we'll discuss eye news from around the country and around the world. Sometimes we'll do an eye quiz to test your IQ. We'll have a lot of fun today. Now remember, all opinions expressed on this program are those of myself and the other medical doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center. I'm an ophthalmologist, or IMD, which means I'm a medical doctor specializing in the eyes. Now we're going to try to be very consumer-oriented today, make an effort to give you the best possible practical advice. But remember, I can't see through the telephone, so I'll often have to recommend an examination before I can tell you exactly what's going on in your eyes. Hawaiian Eye Center does sponsor our program today as a public service. So sit back, relax, and enjoy an hour all about eyes. Well, the holiday season is approaching, and there are people out there cramming themselves into all the parking spaces at the shopping malls, and at the stores are crowded, the malls are crowded, parking is at a premium. But as we look at all of the little Christmas tree vendors springing up around the island and other signs that the holidays are approaching, there are a few things you should keep in mind for eye safety during the holidays. A couple of important things to keep in mind, both for the decorating tips and for shopping tips, for making sure that you have eye-safe toys for the keiki in your life. So let's start with decorating tips. You know, when you're putting up a Christmas tree, there is always a little bit of a significant chance. Every year we see someone who was fiddling around, crawling under the Christmas tree, setting it up in the stand, and a branch snapped back and hit him in the eye, or hit her in the eye, and they developed a corneal abrasion, a scratch on the surface of the eye as a result. So be careful when you set up the Christmas tree. Those branches can be springy. The trees can be heavier than they look. Some of these trees that come into Hawaii are actually older trees, and so their trunks are quite thick and the trees are quite heavy. And we used to have a different type of tree when I was growing up on the East Coast. We used to put up different types of trees than what grows on the West Coast and what comes here to Hawaii. So it was a little bit of a change coming here for me. But now I'm kind of used to it. So if I had to go back to the trees they have in the East Coast, I'd probably feel it was a little bit different. But I remember those trees used to be a little bit thinner. These trees are quite heavy, so you have to be careful. Don't hurt yourself moving the tree around. The sap from the trees can be quite sticky and get stuck on your hands. And when it does, you can rub your eyes. That can be an irritant to the eyes, so be careful about that too. Be careful handling the tree. And one other thing, and then we're going to go to a caller. There's a material that people use when they're putting up the trees many times that make the trees look like they have snow on the boughs. It's called flocking. This flocking usually comes in the form of a spray. This flocking spray actually is quite toxic to the eyes themselves, and so if you spray it into your eyes by mistake, it is something that you need to treat like a chemical injury. You need to wash it out immediately, try to get some water, wash that out, rinse it out, dilute it to get it out of your eye as fast as possible so that it doesn't do damage to the surface of the eye. So that flocking material, just be careful when you're using it. You may even want to wear a pair of glasses or safety glasses when you're spraying it in case the wind blows it back in your face if you're doing it outdoors. Or make sure that you don't turn the nozzle around so it sprays you in the face. So that flocking is something to be a little careful of from an eye standpoint. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Patty standing by in Pearl City. Hi, welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. I recently saw my brother-in-law. He's like 85, 86, and he was complaining about how he's not able to see that clearly, and I asked him about his, I'm not sure if he goes to an eye doctor because he was too busy talking and wasn't kind of listening. But what I notice about him, he says that he can barely see and his eyelids above are so droopy that I'm thinking they're kind of just so much flab there. And I don't know how I can kind of direct him. Do you do something for that? Is it like where you can, I don't know. It looks like it needs to be tight.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
As you get older, the effects of gravity work on our eyelids as well as everything else in our bodies. And the eyelids, for some people, droop so much that it actually begins to interfere with the vision. So if, in fact, that's the thing that's causing the trouble with his vision, then that certainly can be treated. He can have a surgical procedure to tighten up the eyelids, to lift the lids, remove some of the excess skin that's hanging down, and that's something that works quite well if that's the problem. Now, it's very easy to tell if that's the problem or not because you just say, okay, now look and see if you can see that, and then you lift up the eyelids and say, is it any better now?
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, if it's the eyelid problem, then that's, you know, something that can be repaired. However, oftentimes, you know, as you get older, there are other things that can affect the eyes as well, and so it is important for him to have an overall evaluation of the eyes. And so what I'd recommend is, you know, go ahead and suggest that he goes to an eye doctor, or here's an even better idea.
Mm-hmm.
As his Christmas present this year, why don't you tell him you'll pay, you know, his copayment or whatever for an eye visit, and you'll take him there. And so, then you set up an appointment at your favorite eye specialist's office, and go ahead and have him evaluated, and his insurance should cover most of the cost of
great. That's what I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah, and so then, and then you can find out. The doctor can tell you if there's if there's anything that else that might need to be done or that might be done, or at least to know whether his vision is likely to improve or stay the same or even, you know, get weaker over time if there's some problem that might be progressive. So it's important to know what's going on.
Thank you so much. Okay. I'm not sure if he goes to an eye doctor and he's so, I don't know, you know, sometimes I think older people, when people tell them, you know, you're getting old, and it's hard. They believe it, and I know that's not true, that something can be done. So I appreciate your talking to me. Thank you.
Yeah, there's often something that can be done. You know, maybe he hasn't had his cataracts treated yet. Most people, if they haven't had cataracts removed in their 80s, it usually is significantly affecting their vision.
That
could be something that would be relatively easy to treat, and he'd see better.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, so we were talking a little bit about the holidays and about and that was an idea that is something that we often mention, is that one of the gifts that you can give to your loved ones, particularly as they get older, is the gift of good vision, good health. Bring your, or have your loved one go for an eye examination if they haven't been one for a while, to see if they could benefit from any types of treatments that might enhance or improve their vision. Sometimes it's something very easy. Sometimes just changing the eyeglasses might make a significant difference in someone's life, or the glasses are old and they don't wear them anymore because they don't fit so well, or they slide down the nose and they can't read as well through the glasses. And particularly as you get older, it becomes less easy to appreciate some of these changes and You may be walking around just with a problem with the eyeglasses that don't fit your face very well, giving you trouble seeing, and that can be, you know, fixed with a relatively inexpensive pair of eyeglasses and improve the overall quality of life. Sometimes people come in and they haven't had an eye exam for a while and their vision's going downhill and they have a significant cataract. When there's a cataract blurring the vision, removing it or treating the cataract certainly can make the vision significantly better. So that's certainly something to consider. So consider the gift of sight, the gift of good vision for the holidays. If you have a loved one who may not be seeing as well as you think that they should, then see if maybe they're willing to go in for an eye examination as something that you can support. Take them to the doctor or somehow help them as part of your holiday gift to them. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about the holidays and some of the things you should look out for, particularly when buying gifts for the keiki.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong, was I
All right, we're in the second part of the Hawaiian Eye Show. Now you're listening to Dr. Christopher Tortora. We're talking about eyes this morning. We've been talking a little bit about holiday gifts and holiday decorating and how that might affect the eyes. So a few other things about holiday decorating. A lot of people like to put the poinsettia plants or poinsettia plants out and about around their house on the around Christmas because it's cheerful and it has Christmas colors, red and green. And so it's a great decoration, a great live decoration to have around your house. However, the thing you should be aware is that not only is the poinsettia plant toxic or poisonous if you eat it, so don't keep it around where small children might put it in their mouths, but also the sap or the white sap from inside the plant, which might come out if you break off a leaf or break up a stem of the plant, is quite irritating and toxic to the surface of the eye. So if that gets in your eye, either by touching it and then rubbing your eye or some other way, you know, getting that in your eye, that certainly can be irritating and toxic and damaging to the surface of the eye. And if you get anything in the eye that may cause harm to the eye, the first thing you want to do is rinse it out, dilute it with as much water or some other liquid which is inert as you can. So some people have water nearby. So if you only have milk or eggnog nearby, so eggnog is the holidays, right? So eggnog, then you go ahead and rinse it out with that as well, just to wash out to dilute the effect of the toxin that might cause damage to the surface of the eye. So flocking can be toxic. The sap from the poinsettia plants, and several other plants that grow in the garden, by the way, things like crown flower and plumeria and sap that has a white color to it can be quite toxic and irritating to the surface of the eye if it gets inside the eye. So you want to rinse that out well if it does. You want to wash your hands frequently when you're working with the tree and with plants and other things, because you don't want to have stuff on your hands that you could then rub your eyes, get into your eyes, which could be irritating or harmful to the eyes themselves. So what other things to be aware of in decorating? Well, they're are just a few things that you want to that I do want to mention that aren't related to the eyes, and that is just be careful with the electrical connections and things when you're setting up the lights on the tree. Don't overload the circuit where you're putting string after string of lights on the same circuit and the same plug, and make sure that the lights that you're using are safe and don't get too hot when they're safe for the Christmas tree. Nowadays, many of the lights that they're selling are LED lights, which are more efficient, so they use less energy, less electricity, and they're also they work at a cooler temperature, so they're not likely to cause any heat or a fire risk. So those LED lights actually work pretty well. They look a little slightly different than the older style lights, but they're still very pretty with those nice bright lights of different colors on the tree. So the other important thing to remember about the holidays and the eyes are that when you give gifts to children, you want to be careful that the gifts don't have the risk of causing harm to the child who you're giving the gift to. And there's the classic story that is in that movie that always plays around the holidays. I can't remember what the movie's called, but it's based on a book by comedian Gene Shepherd, where the main character in the book is a young boy, and all he wants for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun. And his mother keeps saying, "You don't want a BB gun, you'll shoot your eye out." And the kid says, "Oh, I won't shoot my eye out. Let me go ahead, and I want a BB gun. That's what I want." So he ends up getting the BB gun for Christmas, and he takes it outside. And the first thing that happens, the BB ricochets and hits him right near the eye, and he nearly shoots his eye out. So, of course, it's one of these poetic justice things where the parents have been saying, "You're going to shoot your eye out," and then again, he almost shoots his eye out. But fortunately, he's spared the serious injury to his eye. But other people have not been so lucky. There are many people who have lost their eyes from injuries related to BB guns, pellet guns, and paintball. And so when you give a child a gun of some type, something that shoots projectiles, even a dart gun or one of these Nerf guns that shoots soft projectiles, you want to make sure that the child is old enough and mature enough to be able to safely use this type of toy. And so particularly when it comes to BB guns, when it comes to pellet guns, airsoft guns, paintball guns, things like this are things that should be only in the hands of responsible teenagers and older. So you want to look on the packaging of whatever it is that you're getting to make sure that it is appropriate for the age. So guns that shoot things or toys that shoot things are probably the biggest cause for eye injuries among things that are given to children around the holidays. The other thing that sometimes can be an issue for younger children is sharp corners and edges and things that stick out on certain types of toys. You might get, for example, a remote control car, which looks like fun, and the child can control it with a remote control, drive it all around, but it may have an antenna to receive the radio control signal, which sticks up. And when the child is running to chase after the car and falls and the antenna hits them in the eye, that could cause a serious injury as well. So you want to be sure that the toys are age appropriate, and this is why they have those little boxes on the little boxes with a number on it on the outside boxes of all of the things that they sell in toy stores and so forth, is that these are these little insignias say how safe this is for what age. So it says for children 8 and up, or it says for 13 and up, or for 3 and up, or whatever it is. You want to make sure that it's age appropriate for the child that you're getting. A lot of parents and also relatives, uncles, aunties, so forth, say, "Oh, my son, my daughter is advanced for his age or for her age." And so I can get this toy that's okay for 5-year-olds for my 3-year-old child. And in fact, there are reasons why the toys are labeled for the particular ages that they are. And it turns out that there are a lot of coordination issues that many children have in common. And even if your child is advanced for their age, they may not have the coordination to deal with it. So they may be very bright, but they may not be any more coordinated than another child their age, and may run into trouble for a gift that's not age appropriate. So make sure that you practice safe gift giving over the holidays. And that's my advice for the holidays. All right. We do have open phone lines. We could take your calls if you want to give us a call. 521-8383 is the number to call. I'm going to talk about some news stories that have been coming up in the past several weeks so that we can let you know what's going on in the world of eyes. So here's an article about iron and calcium intake. It says total iron and calcium intake are linked to risk of glaucoma. It says the high intake of total calcium and iron appear to be associated with greater odds of self-reported glaucoma, according to researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, based on an analysis of the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. The findings were reported recently at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, and it says greater dietary intake of calcium and iron was associated with decreased odds of glaucoma. So if they got the extra calcium and the extra iron in their diet, then there was not a higher risk. In fact, there was a slightly lower risk for glaucoma. But if they took it in the form of supplements, vitamin supplements, they did have a higher risk for glaucoma. And so the theory was that maybe there was a different absorption of the calcium or the iron in the form of pills or supplements than there was in taking it in your diet. So it said Dr. Wang and their colleagues concluded that the increased odds for glaucoma may be driven by higher use of supplements. So the researchers examined dietary surveys from participants in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey for the years 2005 to 2008. It included over 6,000 people aged 40 and older. They estimated usual intake of calcium and iron on the basis of multiple measures, and they were put into categories. Age, sex, race, and comorbidities, meaning other things that might affect the study, including osteoporosis and anemia, were entered into the model to produce adjusted odds, and they looked at self-reported glaucoma. So of these participants, 422 of them developed glaucoma. An examination of total calcium and iron intake, including dietary and supplemental intake, showed that higher intakes of each nutrient were associated with increased risks. So that was interesting. And so then the study kind of looked at this other factor, which was the fact that dietary intake seemed to have a different effect than supplement intake. It said here, for dietary iron, odds ratio diminished as intake lessened. So for dietary calcium, they found the same thing, which means basically that the risk for glaucoma went down as they took more iron and calcium in their diet, not as supplements. So there's a little interesting window into an idea that's kind of an interesting concept, which is, do we get the same kind of benefit from things that we take in the form of supplements, pills and so on, as we do in things that we take in our diets? And I think the answer is probably no. I think that if we eat a healthy diet that contains all of the nutrients that we need, that's a whole lot better for us than taking a bunch of pills that contain these nutrients, because I think absorption probably is different. I think the way your body views the stuff as it enters the body is probably different. When you're digesting something that contains multiple nutrients, let's say some spinach, you're eating some spinach, not only are you getting the nutrients in the spinach, the zinc and the iron and the lutein and all of these other things that have been shown to be healthy for us, but you're also getting fiber and you're getting other nutrients and you're getting some calories that will sustain your body and your health, although spinach doesn't have a whole lot of calories per weight, but it still will help to sustain you by giving your body the fuel or the energy that it needs to continue to run. So that's, so when possible, make sure that your dietary intake of nutrients is good. And if you want to take a multivitamin, that's probably okay. But I really don't see a need for taking a whole lot of different supplements and things unless there are specific things that these supplements have been shown to be helpful for. So, for example, if you have early stages of macular degeneration, when the doctor checks you in the office, there are certain nutritional supplements that have been shown to be helpful in reducing the progression of macular degeneration over time. So for these people, definitely they should be taking these supplements. But for people who just are saying, well, if it's good for you, it's good for you, so let me take a bunch of this just because I suspect it is good for me. So that's not a good reason. Make sure you try to get it in your diet instead. All right, we're going to take a short break, listen to the news, and then we'll get back to some more iNews stories coming right up.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio 830 KHVH.
It's 73 degrees. I'm Corbin Dallas. Here's what's happening. Egypt's military says it will not allow the country to fall into a dark tunnel of violent conflict. In a statement read on state TV today, the military warned of disastrous consequences if the nation's political crisis is not resolved through dialogue. Protests over the president's powers and a draft constitution rushed together by his Islamist allies turned into deadly street clashes earlier this week. And the typhoon that devastated the southern Philippines has made a U-turn and is now threatening the country's northwest. The country's weather bureau has raised storm warnings over parts of Maine, northern island of Luzon, and disaster officials are warning of heavy rains and winds and possible landslides. The typhoon killed nearly 600 people and left hundreds missing when it first made landfall in the southern Philippines. Here at home, if you plan on driving in the Honolulu area tomorrow morning, well, you may just want to stay home. The 40th Honolulu Marathon will take place Sunday, and even if you're not one of the 30,000 or so participants, you could still be affected. Portions of Ala Moana Boulevard, Nimitz Highway, and Kalakaua Boulevard will be shut down for much of the morning. The largest closure is half of Kalaanaoli Highway. And Jarvis Higa, one of the two inmates who escaped from the Hawaii Community Correctional Center on Wednesday, has been captured. Hilo and Kona officers made the arrest at about 8:15 last night at a house in Ocean View Estates. Ryan Jeffries Hammer, the inmate who escaped with Higa, still remains on the loose. Checking island weather tonight, scattered showers with a low around 69, and tomorrow scattered showers in the afternoon with a high around 80. That's what's happening. I'm Corbin Dallas.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
This is Dr. Christopher Tortora. You're listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, where we're talking about eyes. This is the second half of the program now, and we'll typically take your calls during the second half of the program. So if you'd like to give us a call, the phone number here is 521-8383. We'd like to hear what you have a question about, maybe related to the eyes. 521-8383. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, there is a toll-free number. Or if you're listening to us on the iHeartRadio app and you're calling from the mainland, you can call us at 1-888-565-8383. That's 888-565-8383. And Hawaiian Eye Center does sponsor our program today. Hawaiian Eye Center has offices here on Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. And so if you have difficulty with your eyes, or you need a second opinion, or you have a family member that needs to take care of their eyes, keep Hawaiian Eye Center in mind. We're happy to take care of a whole range of eye conditions. Personally, I see patients there pretty much all week, and my colleague Dr. Ri in the office in Central Oahu here on Oahu. And on the Big Island, we've got two different doctors there as well. We've got Dr. Nancy Lindblad and Dr. Ri. Dr. Steve Ri also goes over there from time to time to see patients once a week or so. So let's see. We've got some news stories here. We've got a news story here about fast, high-precision eye surgery robot may help ophthalmologists. It says here a researcher has developed a smart eye surgery robot that allows eye surgeons to operate with increased ease and greater precision on the retina and the vitreous humor of the eye. The system also extends the effective period during which ophthalmologists can carry out these intricate procedures. It's a PhD thesis, in fact. Then he wants to commercialize his system. So it says here, the eye operations such as retina repairs or treating a detached retina demands high precision. In most cases, surgeons can only carry out these operations for a limited part of their career because of the fine work that's involved. When ophthalmologists start operating, they're usually already at an advanced stage in their careers, according to Thesis Minik, who's the one who did this, developed this project. But at a later age, it becomes increasingly difficult to perform these intricate procedures. The new system can simply filter out hand tremors, which significantly increases the effective working period of the ophthalmologist. The robot consists of a master and a slave. The ophthalmologist remains fully in control and operates from the master using two joysticks. This master was developed in an earlier PhD project. Two robot arms, which is called the slave, copy the movements of the master and carry out the actual operation. The tiny needle-like instruments in the robot arms have a diameter of only a half a millimeter and include forceps, surgical scissors, and drains. The robot is designed such that the point at which the needle enters the eye is always at the same location to prevent damage to delicate eye structures. They also, the guy also designed a unique instrument changer, allowing the robot arms to change instruments, for example, from forceps to scissors in only a few seconds. This is an important factor in reducing the time taken for the procedure. Some eye operations can require as many as 40 instrument changes, which is normally a time-consuming part of the overall procedure. The surgeon's movements are scaled down, for example, so that for each centimeter of motion on the joystick, this translated into a movement of only 1 millimeter at the tip of the instrument. This greatly increases the precision of the movements. Haptic feedback. The master also provides feedback. Ophthalmologists currently work entirely by sight. The forces used in the operation are usually too small to be felt. However, the robot can measure these tiny forces, which are then amplified and transmitted to the joystick. So this allows surgeons to feel the effects of their actions, which also contributes to the precision of the procedure. It also offers ergonomic benefits for the surgeon. While surgeons currently are bent statically over the patient, they'll soon be able to operate the robot from a comfortable seated position. In addition, it's so compact and lightweight that operating room staff can carry it and attach it to the operating table. New procedures, ophthalmologist, one of the supervisors of the PhD student working on this, interested in this because enthusiastic about this, not only because of the time savings, but also he says in his view the limits of manual procedures have now been reached, and so robotic eye surgery may give us the opportunity to do more and more advanced procedures. So that's an interesting concept and something that they're looking at marketing, so we might see more about that sometime soon. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Sean standing by in Mililani. Hi, welcome to the program.
Okay, so
you're on the air. Hi. Go ahead.
I wear glasses, and I opted not to get bifocals the last time I got my eyes checked. The doctor did say that my near vision got better. And so I find myself looking down below my glasses to read and things like that. And I see very well that way. But with my glasses off, looking straight forward, I don't see quite as well. So without my glasses, I'm looking downward, I see great, but looking straight forward, near vision isn't as well. Why is that?
All right, I can't tell for sure because I'm not quite sure of all the different factors that are affecting your vision. It sounds like you're nearsighted, which means that vision without glasses you see fairly well near, although distance may not be as good. It sounds like the glasses correct your distance vision, and so when you take off the glasses or look under them, you're able to see near because you're nearsighted. Now, that's not everyone is not like that. Everyone has a little different focus, but people who have a more normal distance focus find that their near or reading vision fails as they get into their 40s and older, and so they need reading glasses. So it sounds like you don't need reading glasses, but you need distance glasses. As for why without your glasses on, if this is your question, I guess I kind of have to clarify, but without your glasses on, you see better looking down than you do looking straight ahead, or is that with your glasses on?
I'm just talking like if I'm reading something and I'm looking down under my glasses, I see well, but if I'm reading the same thing, just looking straight forward, I don't see quite as well.
Right, because your glasses are focusing your eyes for distance, and so you're becoming like everyone else your age. How old are you?
44.
Yeah, so by the time people get to be 42, 43, 44, they start to have more difficulty with their near vision. But because you're nearsighted, you don't notice that. But when you put on your glasses, now you become like all of the rest of us, and your distance vision is well focused. And when you're looking through your glasses for distance, you're not seeing well up close because your near vision is failing, which everyone's does in their 40s sometime. So you're fortunate in the sense that you can read still without your glasses, and that's comfortable for you. But when you look in the distance without your glasses, things are not as clear. When you put on your glasses, you see fine in the distance, but things up close aren't as clear. And that's going to become more pronounced as you get older, unfortunately. But if you do choose to go for a bifocal, then, you know, you'll have, or if you are able to read underneath your glasses, both do the same basic thing, then you have the option of seeing distance through looking straight ahead and looking down and reading as you currently do. And so that's the best compromise usually to deal with the fact that our eyes don't focus both far and close at the same time anymore. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Okay. Hopefully that helps clear it up. All right. Have a good day and happy holidays. So the normal change that most people experience as they get older is a loss of near vision. But people who already have pretty good near vision aren't as aware of it because their vision is already focused up close. And so if your vision is focused near or up close, then your distance is corrected with glasses. And so when your distance is corrected, then through your distance glasses, you're not going to see as well to read. But most of these people learn very quickly that they can take off their glasses and still read. So they don't always need a bifocal because their near vision is still okay. So they look through their glasses to see distance, and they look below their glasses or take off their glasses or put them up on their forehead to see near. And so that's a compromise that people who are nearsighted come up with so that they can be more comfortable with their vision. For most of us, and the distance vision starts to go, we're wearing our distance glasses or not wearing glasses, as the case may be, for distance, and it becomes harder to read. I have a lot of friends who had perfect distance vision, who now as they get into their 40s and older say, oh my gosh, you know, my vision used to be perfect, now I can't read, I can't sign checks, I can't do anything without my reading glasses, it's so horrible. Whereas for someone like me, I'm a little bit nearsighted, and so I've always worn glasses to drive, but my near vision has been good and remains good. So I get to kind of laugh at all the people who used to make fun of me for wearing glasses when I would drive, because now I can read and they can't. So I guess what comes around goes around. I don't know. So, but that is, everyone's a little bit different in terms of what their focus is. So someone goes, oh, you know, I can read without my glasses. Fine. My, you know, vision's perfect. My vision's better than yours because I can read without my glasses. Well, test your vision distance. I bet they can see better distance than you can, you know, without your glasses. So there are trade-offs as we get older, and we try to find the best compromise that gives you decent vision, decent ability to see what you need to see, and still be comfortable in the use of the glasses and so forth. We have some more news stories, one of which is about some patients who got eye stem cells to try to restore their sight. We'll get to that as soon as we get back from this short break.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activities.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15, 20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the neighbor islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes, can you see me lost?
All right, welcome back. Here we are in the last segment of the Hawaiian Eye Show. If you do have something you'd like to ask us, something you'd like to learn or hear about eyes, go ahead and give us a call. 521-8383 is the number to call to reach me here live at the Hawaiian Eye Show. I mentioned that there was an article here about people who received stem cells transplanted to their eyes to restore sight. It says this is a BBC News story, and it said that there was a technique developed by Scottish specialists to reverse corneal blindness, and it's thought to be the first treatment of its kind in the United Kingdom. This particular one was done in the UK, in England. And they have corneal blindness, and the only treatment previously was to do a corneal transplant. They had stem cells, human stem cells, placed in the eyes, which then grew into corneal cells. There are stem cells that go all around the outside of our cornea, and these help to make the cornea stronger, and they help to regenerate the cornea when there's a problem. And so these stem cells were implanted there, and there were pretty good results on the study. It wasn't a perfect vision, so still needs some work on the technique, but it actually seemed to have turned out fairly well. Let's go to the phones. We've got George standing by, let's talk to George on the phone. Hi, George. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Doctor. I have a question concerning my condition where, I've had this for quite a few years where my left eye, my left eye would look at a vision or an object, be a certain size, but looking at it with my right eye, the size is reduced about 40%, 50% sometimes, it seems like. Is that a normal condition or I'm in a conditions that you've heard about, and is there any corrections to that?
A couple questions. Do you wear glasses?
Yes, I do, for reading. I've had toric lens implants done. This was about a year ago.
Okay.
Both eyes.
All right, and did you have...
toric lens also has some correction for astigmatism.
Did you notice that difference between the two eyes even before the surgery for the toric lens, or...
Yes, I did.
Now, does it bother you? Do you find that with both eyes open, it's troublesome as far as the difference in size between the two images?
Well, I've kind of gotten used to it, but, you know, it does bother me at times, you know. I think that's what's causing my double vision, too, especially at objects at a distance.
So the most common thing that causes a difference between the sizes of the images when you look at them is a difference in focus between the two eyes. If one eye is more nearsighted, one eye is more farsighted, there's going to be some relative magnification or minification of the image just through the focusing power of the eye. And particularly if you're wearing lenses or glasses to correct that, that can magnify those images, those differences. Without examining your eyes, I can't say for sure what's causing that, but I can say that that's the most common thing. Generally, it's not anything dangerous, not anything to worry about, but depending what's causing it, there may or may not be anything you can do about it. It's possible that you have one eye that's focused a little more for distance, one a little bit more for near, and that may actually help you some of the time because you may find that you can do fairly well without glasses, both for far and close, but that may give you some, you know, difficulties in the other sense of having a little different size of the image. So I can't give you a specific answer to your question over the radio, but the main thing is that if it's something that you've had for a long time and that it only bothers you once in a while, then I wouldn't worry too much about it. Now, the double vision is something different. It's possible that the double vision is related to image size, but more commonly, double vision is related to a difference in the alignment of the eyes. The eyes are not aligned quite right, the one with the other, and so the two eyes sometimes look in a slightly different directions, and that gives you two different images, which results in double vision. So that ought to be checked out, and that's something that you may be able to improve with glasses or something else. So check with your eye specialist about that as well, if you haven't already. So other than that, you know, without seeing you and examining your eyes, I can't really give you too much more advice.
Okay. Well, as a further background, I did have epiretinal. Something to do with a macula, I think it was, that I did a peel back.
So you had a surgery done, and it was after that that the symptoms began?
No, basically, I've been living with it, you know. But I guess as my eyesight was improved because of the toric lens, became clearer, it became more pronounced, you know.
Yeah, that certainly can happen. You know, you're used to one eye, which is more blurry, and so your brain kind of ignores it. And then all of a sudden, you have a corrective procedure of some type done. And, you know, we think improving the vision is always a good thing, and usually it is. But, you know, once in a while, you know, if your eye has been more comfortable because it hasn't been seeing as well, and all of a sudden it sees better, sometimes your brain takes a while to get used to that.
It's taking me a while. Okay, well, thank you, doctor.
All right. Well, you could always, you know, I mean, you could always blur out one eye with glasses a little bit. I mean, there are a number of things that might be done to make you more comfortable. But I think the main thing is you need to sit down with your ophthalmologist or your optometrist and say, look, these are the problems that I'm having. This is when I'm having trouble. And, you know, what can you do to improve it? And the main, you know, the main treatment should basically be directed toward your symptoms, because it doesn't sound like there's anything, you know, pathological, anything that needs any kind of attention, like surgery or, you know, something else. But it sounds like that you're uncomfortable sometimes, and that maybe they could address that with optical means, whether glasses or, you know, something else that might help you to overall be more comfortable with your vision.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Bye.
All right. So and that's an interesting story, the idea of, you know, having the vision improved and the improved vision being a problem. And we see this sometimes in people who have had long-standing cataracts, for example. Someone who had a cataract for a while, didn't want to take care of it, and eventually the cataract became so bad that they didn't see much out of that eye, and so the brain started to ignore that eye. And then the eye started to ignore the brain, too, and start to wander out into a different point so I can wander out or wander in. And so that eye basically didn't see anything. So the fact that it was pointing in a different direction didn't really affect the patient that much. And then suddenly one day the cataract is removed or treated, and all of a sudden you can see through that eye, and that eye is pointed in a different direction. So you end up with double vision. And that's something that sometimes results from people or in people who have had long-standing cataracts, and the eyes are no longer properly aligned. Usually that gets better over time. And so the brain learns to readapt and pulls the eyes together a little bit, and then that works out fine. But once in a while, that double vision persists and requires further treatment in order to take care of it. So let's see. We have another interesting news story here about Alzheimer's disease and eye scanning test. There's a new technology that's just becoming available. It says Cognoptics announced that it has exclusively licensed groundbreaking technology from the University of California at San Diego, in which Cognoptics has developed into an innovative, non-invasive eye scanning test for early detection and diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. The UC San Diego technology is the subject of a scientific paper recently published, and it says they've also announced that they established a clinical advisory board comprised of key opinion leaders from around the world in the neuroscience community. There's no early stage non-invasive diagnostic treatment for Alzheimer's disease in the market, according to Paul Hartung, president and CEO of Cognoptics. Unfortunately, patients often incur up to 50% neuronal loss of brain cells, and delay of up to 1 or 2 years before demonstrating severe enough symptoms to achieve diagnosis by the current way that it's diagnosed, which is basically a process of elimination of other possible diagnoses. So through a lot of testing, they rule out everything else, and they say, okay, it must be Alzheimer's because you don't have Parkinson's, you don't have stroke or injury or that type of thing. So new therapeutic drugs to slow or stop the progress of Alzheimer's disease are expected to reach the market soon. So Cognoptics is developing a method of early-stage diagnosis to allow treatment before a significant loss is irreversible and brain damage occurs. So the Cognoptics Sapphire 2 system consists of a laser-based reading device and consumable ophthalmic ointment. The eye exam can be given by a general practitioner and only takes a few minutes to achieve a result. The Cognoptics device drug combination is an entirely novel early stage diagnostic test for Alzheimer's disease designed to allow treatment before significant loss has occurred, brain function loss has occurred. They have a strong and comprehensive patient portfolio covering diagnosis and so forth. And the other thing they point out is there are more than 100 new Alzheimer's drugs that are in various stages of research and development. So the ability of this device to easily identify patients who are at risk for progression may very well be a significant benefit as more drugs become available to treat this condition. So that's certainly an interesting concept there. And I think that the idea of being able to look at the eyes and pick up other types of diseases is not entirely new. You know, we screen the eyes all the time for evidence of damage to the blood vessels in the rest of the body by looking at the blood vessels in the eye. And sometimes we see changes in the blood vessels that are a result of high blood pressure or diabetes or other things that suggest that blood vessels in other parts of the body may also be affected as well because of the changes that we can see in the eyes more easily that we can't see in other parts of the body. We've been here for an hour now talking about eyes and eye care, and I've certainly had a lot of fun, and I hope you have too. I'd like to thank Rachel for helping out here in the studio, and I'd like to say thanks to all you listeners for making this show work through your calls and through your letters. If you enjoyed our program today, tell your friends about us, and if you learned something new, be sure to listen again next week. If you have a question, you can always email it to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com, and we can answer those questions over the air. Don't forget to check out our website, www.hawaiianeye.com. Subscribe to a podcast of our radio show so you can listen to it whether you're up at 8 in the morning or not on Saturday mornings. Follow me on Twitter. Dr. Tortora is the name, at Dr. Tortora. That's D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A with no spaces. The Hawaiian Eye Show is sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with offices in central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. And we have Dr. Stephen Ree and Dr. Nancy Lindblad also as doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, and we're all experts in a wide range of eye conditions. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora. Thanks so much, and aloha.
You've been listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Limbaugh,
America's real anchorman, the truth detector to Dr. Democracy.
Every weekday morning at 10, KHVH Honolulu,
Hawaii's home for Fox News.